नजर चांद रमजा का जिस वक्त हुआ रहमतों का जमाने पे साया उफक पर भी अब रे करम छा गया.
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू. इट्स दैट एक्साइटिंग टाइम ऑफ द ईयर वेयर वी लॉन्च आवर रमजान ब्रॉडकास्ट. It is the Ramadan broadcast, 1442-2021. Alhamdulillah, at Radio Islam, on a year-on-year basis, we continue to strive to bring to you excellent broadcast during the month of Ramadan. And this is because of the appreciation and the yearning and the desire that the listeners continue to show during this time of the year. Now, the purpose behind the Ramadan broadcast is to provide you with that companionship during the month of Ramadan, that Radio Islam is your spiritual companion. And with the Islamic content, as we know, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الرجل على دين خليلي, that a person will follow the way of his friend, those in whose company he is. And by you being in the company of Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan, inshallah, it will be a means of your spiritual upliftment. We continue to use a variety of innovative ways to deliver the message, to motivate you, to provide inspiration for you through the month of Ramadan. And that is with our various activities, our various programs, our various features that we have in form of documentaries, dramas, quizzes, in the form of satire and some humor. This is all with the aim and the objective of delivering the message and spiritually uplifting you. We all cannot be on the heightened level of awareness of Allah all the time. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu anhu, that sa'atan fa sa'atan, that there's a time for this and the time for that. So throughout the cycle of the day, we have different programs to cater for the time, for the mood, how people would be, experiencing that time of the afternoon. So late afternoon, we have more upbeat programs, we play more nasheeds. The early evening, we have a certain quiz and things like that, all to keep you motivated and uplifted through the month of Ramadan, inshallah. First and foremost, we speak about the documentary. The documentary, the title of the documentary is The Awakening, 100 years since the fall of the Khilafah. We welcome to the program Hafiz Ibrahim Musa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana, as well as to Radio Islam International for the opportunity once again to be able to present the documentary during this upcoming month of Ramadan. The title this year is going to be The Awakening, 100 years since the fall of the Khilafah. And it's very self-explanatory if we were to think that this past Rajab, we marked, according to the Islamic calendar, 100 years since the Khilafah fell. And according to the English calendar, since the time the Uthmanis fell, the Uthmani Khilafah fell, that's going to be marked 100 years later in the year 2024. So we are in that period. We have lived through history. 100 years is a very short period of time, but we've seen so much that has occurred in this past 100 years. So we're going to start at the top. We're going to start at, the declining days of the Uthmani Khilafah, what led to its fall, the last great Khalif in the figure of Sultan Abdul Hamid II, and those very sad days when the Ummah lost its shield, that was the shield of the Khilafah, and the final blow to that being dealt in 1924. But from there, this is why we've called this documentary The Awakening, to look at the positive side. And that is, while people started to pick up the pieces, different Muslims in different lands responded in different ways. And there we see so many Islamic movements now being forged to revive the deen, to revive this different aspects of the deen, all with noble intention. So we look at these different Muslim countries, the different Muslim initiatives, the movements that have started, the highs and the lows politically, in terms of conflict, in terms of knowledge, all of that that occurred during these past 100 years. And we also look towards the future. 100 years later, is there any hope on the horizon? And probably the answer to that would be yes, there's a lot of hope. Having gone to such depth of lowliness, there could only be, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. Are we living through very interesting times? We bring all of that to the fore, inshallah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular documentary. It's a story of our collective history and our collective present and our destiny as the ummah and the leadership of the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's called The Awakening, 100 years since the fall of the Khilafah. It's going to be broadcast daily in the mornings on Radio Islam during our Ramadan programming at 8:15 a.m. and thereafter repeat as well in the evening after Maghrib. And this is going to be happening Monday to Friday throughout this Ramadan. Looking forward to diving into the subject as well as learning and sharing together with all of our wonderful listeners out there during this month of Ramadan, insha'Allah ta'ala.
We say Jazakumullah khair to Hafiz Ibrahim Musa for giving us an overview of The Awakening, 100 years since the fall of the Khilafah. We now go for another one of our lovely Ramadan Anashid.
Marhaba, marhaba, aamde Ramazan hai, marhaba, khil uthe murjhaye dil taaza hua imaan hai, marhaba, tujh pe sate jaaun Ramzan tu azim o shaan hai, tujh mein nazil haq taala ne kiya Quran hai. Ramazan marhaba, 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 chalda raha hai maah Ramazan marhaba, Rabb-e Kareem ka ye ehsaan marhaba, Ramazan marhaba, Ramazan marhaba, Ramazan marhaba, marhaba, Ramazan marhaba, hai kaam iska Rabb se bandon ko bakhshwana, hai kaam iska Rabb se bandon ko bakhshwana, hai kaam iska Rabb se bandon ko bakhshwana, hai naam iska maah ghufran marhaba, hai naam iska maah ghufran marhaba, Ramazan marhaba, Ramazan
marhaba. One of the absolute highlights of the month of Ramadan on the Radio Islam broadcast is undoubtedly the drama. And this year we have a unique drama. The title is The Nights of Layla. Welcome to the program, Maulana Habib Babat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Maulana, the drama is one of the highlights of our broadcast in the month of Ramadan, and people follow it very closely. Throughout the day, people are talking about it, and if they happen to miss the episode, they even follow through with the links on social media and they catch up so that they are in sync with the rest of the series when it happens to play out again. So this year, Maulana, the drama is a family drama, a family that's troubled by jinn and jadu. And this is a very topical issue. And the idea behind this drama, Maulana, is to educate our public and to separate the myths from the facts and to understand this from the Islamic perspective, and also to understand where does this all fit in terms of our daily lives. And we know that people are troubled by this. A lot of families are seeking answers. A lot of people are troubled by jinn or by sihr or by jadu, black magic, whatever you want to refer to it as. It's something that people are grappling with, and they require answers. So in a form of a sketch, we are presenting this entire series. And the idea is that sometimes when a message is conveyed through a sketch, has a more powerful impact. I remember previously when we did the drama based on marriage, and where the husband was actually abusing the wife. And in that episode, when we saw that dramatic turn where the husband actually abusing the wife, and the wife screaming, literally screaming, at that time the perpetrator as well as the victim both got a sense of what happens in a scenario like that. And people would call us to say, Malana, we really appreciate the series, because it gave us a wake up call. It gives us an understanding of what's happening in people's lives and homes, and how horrific it is, and how heartbreaking it can get. So sometimes that message might not be conveyed in the normal setup, but when it is conveyed through a sketch, it has a different impact on people. You are suddenly able to create context. You are suddenly able to bring life to those characters and those scenarios in life. So this year's drama is all about a family that's troubled by jinn and jadu. And obviously we'll have some dramatic scenes here and there. So it's a frightening, painful, and sometimes a funny journey that is depicted in this drama, and that will go out on a daily basis, except for the odd nights. As you know, on the odd nights, there is no drama. So the first airing, Molana, will be at 7:30 in the morning. And then it will be repeated after Maghrib. And then for the third time, it will go out at 9:15 p.m. In the evenings. And then in the evening, post the last airing, myself and Maulana Ahmed Waja will unpack some of the lessons, and we'll try and pick up on the salient points of the day and build a discussion around that. So that's how the drama will unfold this year. A lot of colorful characters. There's a witty grandmother there, Hajar Ma, and then there's an engineer who suddenly turns into a Sangoma, a corn artist who's posing as an Amil and soliciting money and bribes from people. So all this will be in this year's sketch. It's a total different drama altogether. And if you've been following Molana and the listeners, that we've covered so many different genres, this year's one is about horror, and it's about suspension, and it's a very dramatic drama indeed. The title of it is The Nights of Layla. The Nights of Layla. A lot of people find it difficult to sleep at night because they hear sounds. Maybe the tap is opening, or the window is rattling, or the door is opening. What does this all mean? All this will be covered in this year's drama, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair to Mullah Habib for sharing with us the insight and the overview of the drama, something that I'm certainly looking forward to, and I can well imagine, that it will certainly captivate a lot of people, the scary scenes as well as the humorous ones, and it will make us realize and understand things in perspective. Let's go for another one of our beautiful Ramadan collection anashids.
जवाब है लाजवाब है फजीलतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है अजीमतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है फजीलतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है अजीमतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है उमर अली गनी सभी तो लाजवाब है मगर उमर अली गनी सभी तो लाजवाब है मगर अकीदतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है अकीदतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है अकीदतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है अजीमतों के बाब में सिद्दीक लाजवाब है नबी के कायनात में सुनो
نبی کے بعد ساری کائنات میں سنو بلندیوں کے باب میں صدیق لاجواب ہے بلندیوں کے باب میں صدیق لاجواب ہے
Now you may be aware that each Ramadan we have a theme which then permeates the airwaves of Radio Islam International, and we've had some lovely themes over the last few years. Taming the Tongue and Happiness was the theme last year, which also then culminated in the book that I'd composed. So this year we have another uplifting theme, an attitude of gratitude, and Mulana Ahmed Waja will tell us more about that. Mulana, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana Soji. This year we have a very interesting, a very intriguing theme, and our listeners are very well aware with the theme discussions that we have on Radio Islam. And then we have, you'll find the broadcast that we have throughout the year. We have the Ramadan broadcast, we have a Hajj broadcast, we have Muharram, we have Rabiul Awal, just to name the few that we have. There are these broadcasts that takes place right through the year, but all these major broadcasts that we have, we always have a theme that is linked to that broadcast. And the purpose why we have these themes linked to these broadcasts is because we want to try and drive a very, very important lesson and a very important point, a very important topic home. So this year, our topic and our theme that we will be having this year around this Ramadan 1442, is how to develop and how to cultivate within us an attitude of gratitude. So we do know that many people faced many challenges this year. Unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives. So there's many families that lost loved ones and dear ones. Parents were lost, fathers and mothers were lost, grandparents were lost, aunts and uncles were lost, cousins and nephews and nieces were lost. Many people suffered various forms of loss, that is, as far as loss of life is concerned. But then people suffered loss and the challenges and difficulties as far as their business is concerned. People lost their jobs, people lost their livelihoods, people were forced to take salary cuts, etc. People were not paid what they were expecting to get paid. So people suffered loss in various different forms and in various different ways. Now, when you're suffering a loss, how do you still be grateful? And how do you be grateful to Allah in a time when you're suffering a loss? That is the challenge that man is faced with, that we are faced with a difficulty, we're faced with a problem, we're faced with a situation, we still need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Even in a time of difficulty, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We might be suffering from a difficulty in one way, but there's so much else that is going for us. And that is why we have selected and chosen the theme for this year to be all about developing and all about cultivating within us an attitude of gratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we can bring this quality into our life. You'll find this theme being discussed throughout the day on Radio Islam, starting from the Sari program right in the beginning of the day, and this will filter through right through the day. You'll hear us speaking about attitude of gratitude. You'll hear various promos taking place, all also speaking about that same topic. And if you follow our social media pages, you'll see there will be, inshallah, various posts that will be taking that you will find on our various social media platforms, also inculcating and directing us towards this very important topic of gratitude, of gratefulness, of thankfulness, of appreciation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we can bring this quality into our life, our listeners can bring this quality into their lives. If we will have an attitude of gratitude, our lives will be so much more beautiful, so much more meaningful.
Yes, it is really gratitude that makes all the difference. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. For what must Allah punish you if you are grateful and you believe in Allah Rabbul Izzah? We say, جَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرَةُمْ وَلَا أَحْمَدْ وَاجَهُ, for giving us an overview of what the theme is for this Ramadan. We're going to air for you another one of our lovely anashid, and when we come back, we'll talk about the riveting stories of rivets.
Ilahi tera कि मैं तुझको भुला बैठा, मैं अपने आप में खोया, खुदा खुद को बना बैठा।
इलाही तेरा मुजरिम के मैं तुझको भुला बैठा, मैं अपने आप में खोया, खुदा खुद को बना बैठा।
गुनाहों के मैं दल दल में ये दिल अपना धसा बैठा, मैं ना साहिब की घड़ी आई तो मैं मायूस हो बैठा, कहीं तन्हाई में जाकर मैं खुद को खाक कर बैठा।
इलाही
समंदर में बहा बैठा।
इलाही तेरा मुजरिम के मैं तुझको भुला बैठा, मैं अपने आप में खोया, खुदा खुद को बना बैठा।
नहीं टूटे मेरी हिम्मत चटा
Now we have one of the all-time favorites of the listeners across all ages, from young to old, and that is Boring Babu with Ijaz Khan. Ijaz, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yep, some insights on the Afternoon Comes Wow show. We're chatting on your mood and food interactive. We also have one line nasiha, amongst other aspects that we will be adding into the program, inshallah. This Ramadan, we introduce a new character on the Afternoon Comes Wow show. His name is Boring Babu, and he lives next to Grumpy Chacha, and he will be troubling the old man for the month of Ramadan, so listeners can look forward to that new insert coming in at 3:30 on the Afternoon Comes Wow show, with myself and Maulana Naeem hosting that program, inshallah. So lots to chat with the listeners, keep them in good spirits as they head into that last leg of their fasting day. We look forward to bringing smiles on all the faces of Radio Islam International's listeners, inshallah.
I look forward to talking to all of you guys in this month of Ramadan. Inshallah, you can find out all the nice things that I enjoy, like every shade of beige.
Right, no one wants to hear all of your nonsense. Yeah, you can just move. You know, every year they follow my stories, now they want to follow this boring guy. I don't even understand the whole thing, but anyway, I don't know why people even follow him on Twitter, @BoringBabu. I mean, really. You can follow me @GrumpyChacha, rather, and you can see some funny things, rather. Why would you waste your time with this guy, man? But anyway, yeah, I look forward to troubling him back, because no one gets away with troubling me, right? So catch us on the Afternoon Comes Wow show from 3 to 4. The program is from 3 to 4. But we will be on at 3:30 exactly with a new installment every day to keep you giggling and ready to face the world. Right.
Yes, we're really looking forward to Boring Babu and how he's going to be traveling Grumpy Chacha, an all-time favorite of all of the listeners across the spectrum.
Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
Apne mehboob ko jholi mein sulane wale, apne mehboob ko jholi mein sulane wale, kaise samjhe ye teri shaan zamane.
Yes, and now one of the features that we have this month of Ramadan is the riveting stories of Rivets. And there's been some really touching stories of Rivets and how they've come.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Malana and our Radio Islam listeners. Now, alhamdulillah, in previous years, we slept, we went to the informal settlements, we visited different settlements around the country. It was in Natal, it was in the Gauteng area, the Northwest area as well, and we interacted with both Muslim and non-Muslim. This year, we decided to extend our outreach program and visit the former brothers from the Hindu religion and Afrikaner religion, or Christian religion, Hindus and Afrikaners. Those who converted to the great and the glorious deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, Malana was amazed at their sacrifices, you know, their zeal to search for the truth, you know, how they actually transpired them to accept Allah's deen, how they watched the actions and the akhlaq of the Muslims in the community, and many a time, through the character displayed by some Muslims, this became an inspiration for them to accept Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's deen. Now, for example, we mentioned, there was an example, there was a brother by the name of Brother Wa'il. His name is Wa'il. Now, he worked with Mother Teresa in Yeovil area and also in Calcutta. And, through he was a missionary worker for many, many years. And what actually, inspired him was that he studied Allah's deen, you know, read many, many kitabs in Quran, Kareem, the translation. He visited the da'wah centers, and this man Wa'il was taken aback by the adhan, subhanallah. When we spoke to him, I remember it was the Asr adhan, and I saw tears in his eyes when the adhan was being called out. Maghrib time, same thing happened. I asked him, Wa'il, I saw something amazing. You had tears in your eyes, Asr time, Maghrib time, when the adhan was being called out. He says, wallahi, I cannot. You know, when the adhan is being called out, he says, I just break down to tears. So, there were few Hindus and many Afrikaners as well, from very staunch backgrounds, former, okay? And they were in search of inner peace and contentment. And through interaction with the Muslim or the Muslim community, this actually inspired them to accept Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala Azim. There was a brother who just attended a janaza of a Muslim friend, and he was standing outside the Qabristan. And one Muslim brother from the Newcastle area told him, brother, come closer. They gave him some water, etc., spoke to him nicely. This interaction, speaking to him nicely with compassion, thus accepted him. This made him one who learned about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned through the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many people accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One of what struck me, and the team was that there were many, many out there.
who need us to go to them, you know, and talk to them, be kind to them, and pass a message of Islam to them. Many rivers from the Hindu faith spoke of the challenges and how they found the truth. Also, the discrimination and abuse faced from previous friends and those within their household. And, you know, they talked about how they were banished and how they were forced to leave their parents' home after the parents were made aware of their acceptance. Many have not even told their parents and their family members that they've accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask everybody, inshallah, to make dua to them. And, you know, from this we recall the incidents of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, who read two rakats of namaz and then passed a message of Islam to the parents. So as some accepted the deen after good akhlaq was shown to them by the Muslims, you know, really, Malana, I've learned a lot. You know, it made me realize the importance of showing kindness, compassion, akhlaq, and character to everybody, to talk about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the non-Muslims. Tell them the beautiful deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also, alhamdulillah, what we learned is Allah has given us this deen. Many of us are born Muslims, appreciate and value this great gift of Iman. May Allah inspire us all. Ameen.
Rakhenge roze, padhenge Quran, tera aana mubarak ho. Rakhenge roze, padhenge Quran, tera aana mubarak ho.
Our programming during the month of Ramadan is all-encompassing, catering for all age groupings. And one of the programs that targets the teenagers in particular is the All for One School Quiz that is coordinated by Mulana Ibrahim Daya. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The All for One Schools Quiz sees schools from across the country vie with one another for the ultimate cash prize. The quiz will take place after Maghrib Salah, hosted by Maulana Muhammad Kara, the quiz master, and his loyal friend and co-host, Maulana Suhaib Lasanya. Schools will be tested on different categories, from spelling to Islamia to general knowledge, and weekly finals will take place on a Friday evening, with the grand finale taking place on Eid night. We do have about 12 schools that will be participating. Each school will be represented by four different learners. And this is something that we are looking forward to. And many of the schools that are taking part are excited to be part of this quiz. We hope that it is beneficial and there will be much to learn from it as well.
I'd like to take you through the schedule of our programming. It's obviously very comprehensive in the sense that it starts at 3 a.m. daily and it ends off at 11 in the evening. So over a 7-day period, you can imagine the amount of thought and consideration that goes in to putting together a schedule of this nature. At 3 in the morning, we have the Dhikr Hour with Mulana Naeem Dokrat. Followed by that, the As-Suhoor Trim, one of the flagship programs on Radio Islam International. They were inspiring Mulana Suleiman Rawat together with the chirpy Mulana Ibrahim Daya. Just as that program ends off with the start of the fast, you have Mulana Naeem Piri with the morning advices. The 6 a.m. news bulletin will be the first bulletin for the day. We go into the morning program with Sabah al-Muslim with Mulana Junaid Karsani. Always well informed, Mulana on top of all the news stories and very, very educated on a variety of issues. During that program, there will be the theme discussion, the drama series, as well as the documentary. And that will take us right through till 9 in the morning. And then from 9 to 10... There are a variety of programs on Mondays. International scholars, Mullah Habib Bawat, will host them. Then on Tuesdays, it's the Tajir program. We continue with our personal development in terms of the business arena. On Wednesdays, it's Scholars of Africa, Mullah Yunus Kaunga, Mullah Umar Sutoli and others, the social program with the renowned Mullah Ibrahim Baum. And on Friday mornings, the popular program with Mufti Muhammad Aku, focusing on the profiles of the Sahaba. Then moving between 10 and 11, Monday to Thursday, it is the females program, Spiritual Speaking with Sister, in fact, it is between 10 and 11, Sister Zinat Nosarka will host Socially Speaking. Then on Tuesdays, it is Living the Legacy with Hafiza Rehana. On Wednesday, it's Our Community with Sister Faiza Munshi. And on Thursday, it is the Household Express with Sister Amara. That will take us till 11. And then after 11, it is Three Talk, a new team. This has been one of the popular programs during the month of Ramadan. This time around, we have a different team with Hafiz Shakir Bayat, Mullah Ahmed Waja, and Hafiz Shad Jada. That will take till 12 o'clock. The daily recitation will be by the Imams of the Haram. After which, we have Tafsir by Mullah Khalid Pando. And then the news update between 1:30 and 2 with Sister Anisa. Taking us through till 2 o'clock, and then on Mondays between 2 and 3 it is Let's Talk Life with Sister Khadija Muhammad. On Tuesday it is Reminders with Sister Hajra Umzobe. On Wednesdays it is Jewels of the Mind with Sister Jawhara Hassam. And on Thursday it is Revival in Motion with Hafiza Rehana. On Fridays, it is Mind Theatre with Sister Anisa Isaac. Then comes the afternoon, comes WOW program with Ijaz and Mullah Naeem Dokrat. We have the Iftar Drive, myself, Mullah Suhaib Lasanya, and Mullah Yamin Monia. A new team coming together, and we're looking forward to that. Into the evening, Hood. All for One Schools Quiz with Mulana Kara and Mulana Soeb Lasanya. We've heard about that in the lineup, and a repeat of the drama as well as the Awakening documentary. The live Tarawih from Musgrave. This has been a popular feature, and people have been, you know, really blown away by the recitation of Qari Sufyan Taylor. He's really made a mark in this recitation style. Tafsir of Surah Kaf with Mulana Suleiman Mullah. We can certainly look forward to Mulana sharing his pearls of wisdom, gems and jewels that he will share with us. After which we have the discussion on the drama with Mulana Habib Bawat and Mulana Ahmed Waja, the ever popular Mufti Ismail Mank, the news roundup with Faisal Patel, and then we end of the day at 11 where we have the night run. Into the weekend programming, the weekend Seri Trim is Mullah Yusuf Ravit, Hafiz Noman Panjbaya, and Mullah Yusuf Osman. They will keep you occupied and keep you company on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Then on followed by that, on Saturday mornings, you have the Saturday morning mix with Mulana Daya, Mulana Timol, and Mulana Adam. That is on Saturday mornings. On Sunday mornings, it will be Hafiz Ibrahim Musa. That is basically some of the highlights. There are other features. We don't have time for that as we come close to the Maghrib time. But certainly the entire highlight schedule will be put up on the Radio Islam website and will be circulated on social media. We certainly look forward to our Ramadan broadcast, inshallah. The possibility remains of sighting the moon on Monday evening. Whether it's sighted or not, that remains to be seen. Everything, we wait to see how it unfolds. If it's not sighted on Monday, then it will be the beginning of the month of Ramadan will be on Tuesday evening, and the first fast will be on Wednesday, the 14th of April. As we count down towards the month of Ramadan, we continue making dua to Allah that He grants us a fulfilling, a spiritually uplifting month of Ramadan.